Hi, I'm Ann DeLisi. Well, Black Bach is a neoclassical pianist from right here in Detroit whose career has taken him on the road performing on some of the biggest stages in the world with Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, and John Mayer. But during the pandemic, he went back to his roots composing classical solo piano pieces. He's been touring the world on smaller and more intimate stages and has a brand new collection of songs titled Nine that pays homage to the Little Rock Nine. Here's Black Bach.
The title is Nine, and the inspiration is just to highlight the bravery of the Little Rock Nine, who were nine kids in Little Rock, Arkansas, were the first to integrate public schools in America. And it was not an easy task. And it was definitely something that challenged who they were, mentally, spiritually, physically, all of the above. But their bravery is one of the things that I wanted to highlight with this album. I felt like everything that they had experienced was kind of the overall umbrella of the message for this album, which was bringing people together, bringing communities together through sometimes difficult means, but making sure that it's effectively done. And I think that's what this album really represents, is effectively bringing together so many different people all into one place and to enjoy something together.
You have, as an artist, I would imagine, have gone through a great deal of growth between the Black Book album and this one. And it is a departure in its approach and subject matter. So I wanted you to talk about what that growth period has been like and what brought you to make this album.
Oh, wow. The growth period pretty much was life. You know, life changes you. It shifts your perspectives. It takes you on adventures and journeys and places that you've never been before. And shows you things that you've never seen and introduces you to new experiences. And that's exactly what this album is. You know, it's an introduction to a new experience and a perspective shift. You know, for me, everything now is about love and togetherness and us being connected in a way that Black Book didn't represent that. But this album definitely represents this very strong connection between people.
Black Bach, talk about Dr. Felicia Thomas, who plays a prominent role in the creation of some of these songs, some of these shorter pieces. Can you talk about who she is and why you decided to incorporate her into this album?
Dr. Felicia Thomas was my therapist. One day I remember us being on a session and she said, you know what, you've graduated from therapy. This is now life coaching. We started with her maybe late 2020, and we've been just repairing things, going through the traumas that I've experienced in life and finding a better way to do things. And I felt that it was important to share some of these insights that she had given me. These were things that were life-changing to me. And I said, you know what? The thing that I really want to do is make sure that my audience hears some of these wonderful things that she says on these sessions with me. I mean, I always call her, she's like the auntie that the really, really smart auntie that we all wish we had. So it was only right for me to ask her, can you please just do a couple of riffs about certain topics? And she did her thing and it ended up on the album.
When something happens to your life, either in the middle, at the beginning, towards the end, at any time, that completely disrupts your ability to be your whole self, you need to give yourself grace.
I want to go through some of the songs, the titles, and talk about these songs. So the album opens with 6:57 a.m. What's that about?
So 6:57 a.m. is about rebirth, rebuilding yourself, reinventing yourself. 6:57 is when the sun rises in Detroit on my birthday, April 11th.
On this album, you address a couple of public figures. The first one on the list of songs is Magic's Apology to Isaiah. I'm going to let you give a little of the backstory and why you decided to address this on your album.
So the backstory is Magic Johnson and Isaiah Thomas were great friends. As they got into the league and became professionals, I can remember in this particular interview, they said everybody kept telling both of them that they're going to break you up. And eventually it did happen where they were rivals, of course, on the court, but then they became rivals off the court as well. There was some really bad blood between them for many, many, many years. And there is a brilliant interview on YouTube where Magic and Isaiah sit down together and Magic apologizes to Isaiah. And you can literally see in his face just how much he had really been hurt by this and how much this really meant for them as brothers to come back together. And they hugged and they cried together. And for me, it was significant to illustrate this on the album because two of our serious Black heroes illustrating that forgiveness can be achieved. And I thought that was so important for us as Black men, for us as a Black community, to understand that even though we go through trials and tribulations, there still is room for forgiveness.
Let's go to the song Toddlers Don't Care About Race. What was the inspiration for this?
There's these kids that kind of surround my life, and they all have this really wonderful influence on how I view the world, because I can remember being them and remember that the world was just the world. It had no color. It had no race. It had none of that. And I was so inspired by these kids. Like, there's four kids in particular, and they all are just wonderful, absolutely amazing human beings. And I just love their playfulness. So I wrote a song about it, which is, it has that same playfulness. And it's just a matter of seeing the world through their eyes and for us to remind ourselves that they have a lot of the answers. So look to the kids for the answers.
Let's talk about the song Rovan, Wanda, and Gwen.
Very serious piece. I don't know if I can let this out, but I will say that this piece is me actually venturing into performance art as well. There's a certain way that it's performed. And I don't want to give that away before, you know, you want to see that, you got to come to a show. But these particular three women, Rovan is, they all lost their sons to violence. Rovan Wells is the mother of Tyree Nichols. Wanda Cooper Jones is the mother of Ahmaud Arbery. And Gwen Knight is my stepbrother's mother, who we lost him at a very young age to violence. It was very important to give a piece that represents the grief that mothers feel when they lose their sons, especially to something as stupid as street violence.
I was surprised to see Kanye West's name show up on your track listing, but there's a song called The Disillusion of Kanye West. What brought you to write a song about him?
You know, what's funny was this was the first piece that was written for the album. And it happened right at the time where he had made some very public statements that weren't too great. One of the things about Kanye West is that I was a massive fan, but this piece is written as a dirge because it's me having an experience of losing someone who I looked up to. You know, the thing about it, Kanye, is that at a certain point, I cannot support a person who attacks another group of people. And that's just kind of the reality of who I am and the loving person that I am, is that, you know, I think we should all be spreading love, and that wasn't it. So for me, this is just a sad piece, kind of reflecting how I feel about having to almost separate myself.
What is your hope when people hear this album?
My hope is that when people hear this album, they will get a sense of pride for themselves. They will also begin to question some of the things that they may believe. I mean, each one of these titles is set up as a prompt to inspire thought about something that may be happening in the world around us. I mean, one of the things that I really, really wanted to make sure that happened with this album is that we're talking about things that are relevant to our time. So I believe that this is setting the table for conversation. And I think that it's very important that we begin to question some of our belief systems and start to see things possibly through a different perspective.
That's Black Bach talking about his new album, 9. If you'd like to find out more about his music and his tour, search for BLKBOK. That's BLKBOK for Black Bach. For WDET, I'm Ann DeLisi.